Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
It's the rhythm of the breeze that's got to move on. It's the rhythm and the breeze that's got to groove on. The lust of the pride and just recognize that it's the rhythm and the breeze that's got to do it.
We've been gone for a little while. Now we're back with a brand new style. If you feel like
my God, we are so grateful to God. Welcome, 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 and praise the Lord to all of you beautiful people. Blessings to each and every one of you. Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the Most High God. Now, right now, beloveds, is our time to let our mind, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express the appreciation and the gratitude that we have for his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace. He is our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, I might add, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and most of all, to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope in light, y'all, for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings again, and much of God's favor be on your life. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, 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 the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, I'm talking to you right there, can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified indoctrination from the New Testament book of Romans, the 7th chapter, and verse 15 will be our scripture verse of focus, where we read the Apostle Paul sharing some very transparent yet searing truth. This open-faced testimony cuts straight to the bone and marrow of the Christian's dual nature. We strive for the perfection and beauty of holiness at our best. However, we all know of the times when we fell short and even relished in our decline. We still have to wage war within ourselves and commit and pray for our greatest victory, overcoming our self-centered desires. We're going to talk about what the Apostle Paul talked about in the 7th chapter of Romans, when he said, what I hate is what I do. And that's what we're going to talk about today on this Fire Gospel Experience, what I hate, from Romans 7 and 15. But right now, I have an overcoming woman of God that's here as my special guest all the way on the West Coast, y'all. Yes, indeed. This gospel message is East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, and global, all over the world. Woman of God, Tamika McCanns, is here. Y'all know her from Facebook. She does a very encouraging, uplifting, straight in your spiritual reception, attitude, and atmosphere, telling gospel truth just like it is. We're going to hear from her. She's going to share her testimony, her life in Christ, her ministry, and we're just going to let Holy Spirit God come in and take control of this broadcast so that God can, of course, be glorified. Hallelujah. And you, listening audience, will be edified, will be encouraged, will be exhorted to reach higher places in God. Go further than you've gone before and watch God work a miracle in your life. Holy Spirit God, we thank you. We applaud you. We console you every chance we get. We thank you for being such an amazing comforter that you are. We so appreciate our Lord Jesus sending you to us to lead us, to guide us, to replenish us, refresh us, chastise us, correct us as dear children. Thank you most of all, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
My day, help me bless the Lord.
Father God, regardless of the circumstances, God, regardless of what mood I may be in, I have learned to apply my faith foremost above my emotions, above my circumstances, and above all that exterior, outside, distracted noise. I'm going to praise you first of all. That's how I start my day. And that praise carries me throughout the day because I feel your presence fellowshipping with me. I start my day with nothing but praise. Thank you, woman of God, Michelle Pratchett, Lord Jesus. One Way Media. Y'all keep on sending those anointed people of God to me, and I promise you we're going to kingdom collaboration until Jesus comes or until it's time for me to go home. But in either case, God, you get the praise. My special guest, Lord Jesus, y'all are going to enjoy this woman of God right here, right here. Y'all know I don't be bringing on no duds on this fire gospel experience. Y'all know everybody that comes here is going to be power-packed with Holy Ghost power. Prophetess Tamika McCann gave her life to the Lord at the tender age of 18 years old. And she did not look back, y'all. She was raised in a two-parent Christian home, Judy B. and Tommy and Willie McCann. She has six brothers. She is a wife, mother, servant of the Lord, kingdom entrepreneur. She's also known as pusher, people person, encourager. And she will motivate you and hold you accountable what you say you will do. She has two amazing outreach, Passion to Love and Care Ministry Incorporated, and Touching Lives Outreach in two different counties in Riverside and LA, where she helps her community and she helps families daily, y'all. It's a daily thing. She's an authentic transformation coach. Her company is called One Day at a Time Coaching Incorporated, and she walks in the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22-23. She believes people need to be becoming their authentic self so that they can be effective in the kingdom of God. She's also an author of seven books. She's number one bestseller on Amazon with her co-author, Coach Ashley, The Chain Breaking Experience, Volume 4. She has several online courses. She's a child development major. She's several degrees, AA, BS, MS, and various degrees, certifications as an authentic transformational coach, mental health, health and wellness, goal setting, accountability, motivational business leadership coach. She hosts several empowerment workshops and events such as revivals, conferences. She loves to see women transform into their authentic selves, y'all, from the inside out rather from the outside in. She's been on several radio stations and TV, GMAP, One Radio Station, Cross TV, The Prophetic Shift Ministry, 1460 AM Radio Station, Daughter of the King. I'm trying to tell y'all, she was chosen out of millions of leaders and part of the National Society of Leadership and Success Conference. She's authentic, raw, but it's all in love, y'all. So take it as it is. It's just love. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest, woman of God, Tamika McCann, on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed. Mighty, mighty woman of God, Tamika McCann, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, my dear sister. How you doing today?
Yes, I'm doing good in Southern California. I'd like to honor you for allowing me to grace your platform with your amazing audience that you have. And it's just a blessing to be in the land of the living, and we woke up another day.
Amen, amen. Listen, you have quite the resume for being a fruitful branch in the body of Christ. I'm thinking it's probably not enough hours in a day, probably not enough days in the week, probably not enough months in a year for you to be able to fulfill all that God has given you. But you know what the Bible says, to whom much is given, finish the rest for me.
Much is required.
And I know you could probably write a whole book about being much as required. Woman of God, go ahead and share with my listening audience a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your life circumstances, woman of God, when you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Well, as you stated, I came from a two-parent Christian home. And I thank God for my mom. I thank God also for my dad that brought me up in the way that I should go. And then cannot leave out my uncle, that pastor over 66 years, Pastor W.E. Page, went on to be with the Lord at the age of 91.
Yes.
And I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 18 years old. I was on 74th and Broadway. Just thought I was going there for a youth revival, just to hear the young people go forth. But when I got in the place, I felt the power of God moving. And I just said to myself, I want this. Didn't realize after I left the service, I didn't look back. I went home. I threw all my rap tapes away, gave up fighting.
Uh-oh.
Didn't bother nobody, but I was Miss Peter. But I thank God for the love of God. I thank God for a praying mother. And I just thank God for Pastor Johnson that day and those youth that was going forth really stirred my spirit to allow me to want to surrender my life to the Lord, as I stated, at the age of 18 years old. And I didn't look back. A little bit older now, but if I had to go back and do it all over again, because, you know, 18, you just think you're about to get it, you know, your life getting started and doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. You feel like, you know, you've been under your mom and your dad, you know, ruled all those many years. But I just thank God he had a plan for my life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm so excited what God is doing also in my life. You know, growing up, I was really shy, but I was always bold. And, you know, as you continue, you know, in the things of God, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. So
that's
as I continue to my relationship with the Lord, he began, you know, to tell me who I am, according to Psalms 139, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made whole. Because you know when the enemy knows that you... Yes, and when you know the enemy know you're getting ready to be a threat to the kingdom of darkness, he would try to crush you in your childhood, your adolescenthood. And if he's able, he would cripple you in your adulthood. But I just thank God for the word of God that kept me strong and doing what I'm doing now. And a lot of people ask me, how do you do it? I say, I do it, number one, with the help of the Lord. You have to stay connected to the true vine. I believe oftentimes we stay connected to people more than we stay connected to God. And I believe that's where we fall off. And I just thank God. I'm not saying I had some good days, I had some bad days, but all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain as I stay connected. You know, in this walk that we're in, we're going to have trials and tribulations. And we know what Jesus went through, so we expect it to go through as well. It's not always easy, but the Bible said all things is working together for our good, according to Romans 8:28. So I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life. And you already read the bio, and I have a great passion, you know, to help the lost, help the less fortunate. Because that's what Jesus did. He came, he said, those that were sick, they need a physician. And those that were healed, they didn't need a physician. So I thank God that he's given me a big heart to help the less fortunate, homeless. And I'm also going international now. You know, I always take my time in the things of God, because it's not a marathon. And my mom used to always tell me, in the house of God, you know, there's no competition. You don't try to act like you're better than anyone, just to go accordingly. And I said all that to say this. I allow God to open up the doors for me, because he said, I am the door. So I'm excited about what God is doing. Also have helping countries, Liberia, I'm helping families over there, Kenya, Nigeria. So I'm excited. God is doing some amazing things. I just birthed Life Outreach, because I was raised in the inner city. So I always wanted to give back. And one day God began to press upon my heart to do an outreach out there where I can give back where I was raised. And I'm excited about that. Do several giveaways, turkeys, and also we do several toy drives and annual field trips that we go on every year. You'd be surprised. So many families and children that are in need. And I just thank God for the heart that he has given me to be able to fulfill those voids that sometimes parents are like not able to do. So,
Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to back up, because when you talked about being 18 years old, there are things that we see in this generation that's literally, there's some of us, I mean, down to the bone. We are seeing things from these Generation X and Z and Y and all the other alphabets that go at the end of them. just basically going all out on full extremes. It seems like they are committed to living life unlimited, unrestrained, and undisciplined. It seems like the less discipline, the less regard for authority, elders, for tradition, is what they have been seduced into taking more pride in. For some reason, I believe the devil has strategically blinded them to what is true, what is light, and I think it's that ever-pervading darkness that creeps upon every generation. I honestly believe that our Lord Jesus is going to come when after generation after generation has decided that they're going to continue to go farther, farther away from him, and when he decides that, okay, there's not going to be another generation saved after such and such time, because they keep going further and further away from what's right, from what's real, from what's righteous, and from what's holy. There's no sense in any more generations continuing past whatever point the Father God has declared. So would you share a word, I'm going to say, to the younger, youthful generation and help bring clarity to maybe their understandings or misunderstandings, and then share a word with those of us that are in charge of overseeing that these younger generations so that we can stay encouraged.
Yes, as I stated, you know, when I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 18, a little bit older now, but if I can reflect back on when I gave my life to the Lord, you know, and a lot of times we're surrounded by loved ones, family, you know, that may not be going in the direction, you know, as I was going in, but I had to stay grounded in who I am, you know, by staying in the word of God and having boundaries. And so the generation that we are in right now, as you stated, I believe they are getting farther and farther away from the Father. But what we need to do as seasoned folks, we have to make sure that we are living the life before them, because I believe the generation that we are living in, I have young teenagers that's coming up in the generation as we are living in now, and sometimes it can be a challenge. But one thing I can say is living the life before them. That's what this generation is looking for. You know, not bringing in, you know, my children, but, you know, kids are very, you know, wise, as the Bible said, but they're going to become weaker. But they're looking, and that's why we, as the people of God, we have to make sure that we're loving each other. We have to make sure that we're supporting each other. We have to make sure that we're praying and fasting. And this is what I'm seeing with this generation. It's a show me generation. You're saying that you love your brother and your sister, but show me. So my kids have encountered certain things throughout the body of Christ, and sometimes they don't understand. You know, sometimes you got to hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. But the biggest thing, if we want to see this generation and our families and our loved ones saved, we as the seasoned folks that knows the way have to make sure that we are not only grounded, that we are loving each other from a pure place, because the Bible said they would know that we are his disciples when we have love for one another.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. That is so poignant, and that is so direct. And I'm going to focus in a little bit, if you don't mind, woman of God. I'm going to speak to the youth, because you spoke basically to those of us that are the overseers, and what you said was absolutely correct. If we're not living the life, then we have no justification or no reason to complain about the generations that are coming behind us. We have to be responsible to God first and foremost. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the Bible declares. And then we'll be on good ground to be able to address issues, not from a point of being such a hard taskmaster like we've never seen, like we've never been 18. And see, this is the point that I want to make, woman of God. Although we have gone past those teenage years, we have not forgotten. Now, it's true. Yes. Some of us may have act like they haven't never been teenagers and haven't never done no wild things. That's a lie. That's a lie. We've all been there. Yeah. We've all done our fair share of wild living just out of curiosity. But let me say this to you all, younger people. At this age, life is not going to always be what it seems like it always will be for you right now. I promise you, you're going to grow up in some years and you're going to be shaking your head at the fact that you refuse to wear a belt and let the whole wide world see your underwear. You're just not going to be understanding why you did yes. those type things, because it was the pressures of this world society. Pressure can cause a person that's undecided, that does not have any self-confidence or self-identity, to just go along with whatever is trending, because we all want to fit in. We understand that yes. acceptance is a very powerful, powerful commodity to have. You want to feel loved. You want to feel liked. You yes. want to feel like you belong. And we understand that. But what we are saying yes. to you is, as the seasons of life continue, you will experience a difference in your ways of thinking, your ways of understanding, and life will give you experiences that you know nothing about at the age of 18, 19, 20, and so on. But when life shows up, yeah. you're going to need something more than just what you learned in the streets, woman of God, Tamika. You and I yeah. both know that. We're going to need something that's going to sustain our minds from yeah. committing suicide, from being a criminal, yeah. from being a drug addict, from being a prostitute, from being homeless, because I promise you, yeah. everybody that I just named did not say, one day I'm going to grow up to be a con man, I'm going to grow up to be a bank robber, I'm going to grow up to be a thug. It's the voices that we hear that we allow to persuade us. And what we want to do is we want to bring clarity. We don't want to give you another voice than what you're already hearing and then let you decide. Woman of God, I said my piece. Now, tell me this, woman of God. Yeah. I've seen your pictures on Facebook. You're an attractive woman of God. But I know, because I watched your Facebook lives, that you don't have no problem, like you said, breaking the truth down to its rawest and realest form. You don't worry yeah. about being cute when you're trying to help somebody grow in Christ. Talk about, you said you grew up as a little bit shy person, but I see a spirit of Judah, a lion of Judah come over you when you're sharing gospel truth. Tell us what it's like when you feel the spirit of the living God that comes over you and influence you, not just to speak ways of God, but also to live this life regardless of the circumstances and the pressure to change.
Well, one thing I can say, I'm very sensitive to the spirit, and I'm very sensitive who, when I'm engaging with my audience, you know, what they're going through. I think oftentimes we're just so focusing on what we're getting ready to convey to the people instead of focusing on what our audience might be going through. So as you stated, yes, I am. Like I said, I was shy. I was shy when I grew up. But I just thank God that I had overcome that. But as I stated, I always been bold. And there is no greater time in the hour in the season that we in for me to be bold in this season, because there is so many opposition that comes against me on
yes.
a daily basis. I'm not exaggerating.
Come on.
Because when the enemy mm-hmm. knows not only you love God, but you love the people of God, that's like a double, you know, that's like a double slap to his face. But I have made up
mm-hmm.
in my mind that I'm going all the way with Christ, because in this hour, this season,
Amen.
We need
Amen.
All people to stand up for
yes.
Christ in this hour, in this season that
Amen.
We are in. Letting the devil know for not only, you know, we hear this all the time, for God I live, for God I die. No, I'm not going to let
yeah.
nothing separate me from the love of God. And like you also mentioned about things of this world, you know, everything's going to pass away. The cars, the house, but one thing is going to stand is the word of God. So that's what we need to make sure that we have rooted and grounded within our heart is the word of God. So we can be able to push
mm-hmm.
through trials and tribulations.
Yes, right.
But what really helps me, to be honest, to stand on God's word, I remember I was on Slauson and Hoover, and one day the Holy Ghost spoke to me, but I never heard his voice. He said, Tamika, what you're going through, he said, it's not for you. It's for others. So when you learn how to push through, then you'll be able to push somebody else through. All the time I feel like we're trying to push people through and we not even deliver our own self. So I went through a process.
Yeah.
I allowed God to process me. As I stated, I'm not in a marathon. I just want to do the will of the Father, but you cannot rush the things of God if you're going to stay grounded, especially in the hour that we are living in. So that has helped me and has continued to help me, because the warfare did not get lighter. It gets more intense. But I thank God for the whole armor that I put on daily. You know, I cannot leave out the house without having my armor on, because I would not be able
to make it
if I just was out here in my flesh. And you and I know the flesh profits you nothing. It's the spirit that gives life.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true, woman of God. Let me just share this with you. Just on a personal note, woman of God, in my years, you know, the Bible tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible also says that when he comes, the Holy Spirit of truth, he will testify of me. That was our Lord Jesus sharing about the comforter to come, Holy Spirit God. I know the Bible says the Holy Spirit, but for me, it became so much more personal for me. I took the off whenever I speak Holy Spirit. I don't say the Holy Spirit anymore. That's just for me. Because I appreciate Holy Spirit God as an equal member of the Trinity. I know it says God the Father. I know it says God the Son. I know it says God the Holy Spirit. The reason I'm saying that, woman of God, is because you know that there's this teaching out there that believes and thinks that Holy Spirit God is just an energy source and not a person.
Yes.
When the Bible clearly says that he can be grieved. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And that speaks of him in personhood. So that's just for me, woman of God. Whenever I say Father God, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I always say Holy Spirit God, because that's just more personal for me. But you know what? What I would love for you to do, because this is a challenge for me, woman of God, Tamika. Learning how to let the power of peace be exhibited in my life, because I had to learn it's not always about me having to answer back to every contention, to every argument, to every debate, because I'm like you. I'm a peaceful person, but then I feel Holy Spirit God rising up in me to take a bold stand. But sometimes I had to learn that there is so much more power in letting peace abide. See, when I'm tempted to go beyond, I'm going to say, what God will have me to go, when I'm defending Christ, when I'm speaking up, I found out that if I hold my peace, that God will be his own witness in circumstances, because that peace will start to emit from me. And you know how you can walk into a room and tell somebody been talking about you? That's what I'm talking about. When we allow the beautiful power of peace to emit from us by humbling ourselves and said, I'm not going to speak, I'm not going to respond. Holy Spirit, let your peace abide in the atmosphere. What that does is that throws a quandary over anybody that's being contentious, because they start to evaluate that you have become a whole different demeanor, because now this presence of peace over your life has set them back, regardless of how theological wise they feel like they are. I know, I know for a fact, and I'm saying this in the spirit, that you have had times when you felt the peace of God abiding over you. And I would love for you to share whatever experiences you want to share with us when you said, you know what, I'm just going to let this peace from God take control. Tell us about one of those situations.
Well, it was funny that you said that, because a couple of, maybe about a year ago, I experienced something, you know, just want to be transparent and authentic with one of my loved ones that really came up against my mom. And, you know, that's the hardest thing to swallow, besides someone coming up against, you know, the God that died on the cross for us over 2,000 years ago. I said I'll let this say this. I have to allow the peace of God to come over me so I won't. So I wouldn't lash out and be in my flesh. But I just thank God for the peace of God that came over me. And he said, and he, the scripture that he gave me, that grievous words stir up anger, but a soft answer turn away wrath. And you know, back in the days, it takes two to tangle. So I said all that to say this. Sometimes we have to hold our peace and let God begin to fight our battles. Not always easy, you know, but the songwriter say, nobody told you that the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And then also it comes with maturity, you know, That's a lot of,
yes.
A lot of, we as believers, you know, chronological, we might be a certain age, but developmentally, where are you at? And that's what I often see, that a lot of believers are immature. You know, I'm not here to say all, but I'm not saying all, but majority, they are immature. But I thank God for the maturity level that he has given me. And I thank God for the gift of discernment that I'm able to hear his voice. And when he tell me peace be still, the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. It caused me to have a peace to rest within myself to know that God is with me. And I don't have to fight my battles.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you something else that goes along with that maturity that you spoke about. Also, practice letting God have his peace. And what I mean by that is, woman of God, I have been in past situations where after the situation was over and the heat and emotion died down, I was able to take a real clear look at how I handled myself, what emotions were trying to encompass me, and how I either handled or mishandled those emotions. And I had to reflect back and say, you know what? I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to let anger, I didn't have to let frustration, I didn't have to let sarcasm take control of me. So what I would do is I would reflect back on situations and I would talk to myself. Let a man examine himself to see whether he is in the faith. That's just not just the faith of being saved in the right way with Jesus Christ, but being saved by the faith of the discipline of what it takes to live this Christian life. So I had to say, you know what? Next time I'm going to do this and do this and do this. Next time I'm not going to do this and do this. Saints of God, what we're saying is that as we fight this spiritual warfare, it's just like boot camp. When you go to boot camp, you go to train. And that's why it's so important for us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, because you cannot expect to gain when you are training by yourself. You need mentors, you need prayer partners, you need accountability partners at your local church to help God mold you into the mighty person, man, woman, boy, or girl that God is using other Christians to help you be. Just like man of God B. Slade is saying, he said he wants you to be a show enough witness.
Pass the test. When the devil, he's saying no. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 the gospel experience. We are dedicated to honoring our Creator, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God, in every possible way while we have this platform, and then beyond as we're living our daily lives. Not just a show, it's not just a program, not just a put-on. What we bring to you here now today is an extension of our very lives. And then we want to encourage everybody listening to this broadcast to grow and to go in the direction that Holy Spirit God has chosen us. You just listen to Man of God, B. Slade. He wants you to be a witness. God wants you to be a witness. Our Lord Jesus died so that you could be a witness. And then the apostles, they formulated the church through Holy Spirit God so that we can be a show enough, sanctified, walking, talking, living, breathing miracle. Now, I was back in the back room talking to woman of God, Tamika McCann, and I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm praying right now, Holy Spirit God will bring that conversation back, because she was in there, y'all, and I'm trying to tell you, she's going to come right back with what we were discussing while the music was playing. I had to say, hold up, woman of God, bring that back when we go back live. Now, woman of God, you said that you understanding came to you rather when I mentioned about emotions, and then you spoke about emotional intelligence and how it helps us mature. Now bring that conversation back now that we're live.
Yeah, it was funny that you brought up about emotions, and I always use, like I said, not to get off, but I always use emotional intelligence. Real simple, just being aware of your emotions and also being aware of other people's emotions, along with the Holy Spirit and also the gift of discernment, really has helped me to stay out of demonic situations. Because oftentimes, we are driven by our emotions. You know, we know that when we go into a grocery store, for an example, you know, you visit this grocery store every day, and it's this one particular clerk at that station, and 9 out of 10, they're going to treat you how they're feeling for that day. I know I have experienced that. So I find out if people are happy, they're going to treat you happy. If people, you know, are going through some trials and tribulations, that's how they're going to treat you during that day. I said all that to say this. We have to learn how to control our emotions. I think that's the biggest thing that in the society that we're living in. We're just so self-driven, you know, anal, just me, myself, and I. And we fail to realize that it's other people that we are also involved with on a daily basis, whether it's our families, whether it's on our job. So I believe that emotional intelligence is very key in this hour that we are in, because that has helped me, because I gave you the experience I had a couple of years ago, how one of my family members came up against my mom, and I had to learn how to control my emotions, you know, because at the end of the day, I am spirit, but I'm also human. But I thank God for the love of God.
Yes.
I thank God for the wisdom of God, and I thank God for the maturity. And I gave you the scripture when God said, not only vengeance is mine, and I will repay. He said, a soft answer turn away wrath, and grievous words stir up anger. So we have a choice when we get into situation, and sometimes I will walk away, sometimes I will stay there, and sometimes, you know, I won't say anything. It all depends on allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you in that situation. Because a lot of the time, we want to run from things that we don't want to face. And I know that was something, a challenge for me to overcome, because I was, as you stated, I like to clap back. And all the time, we're not going to be able to clap back. We have to do it the way Christ tells us to do. So I said all that to say this. In this hour, this season, it's going to be very key, if you haven't learned about emotional intelligence besides the Holy Spirit and also having this gift of discernment, it will help you out a lot. And that really has helped me throughout the year on how to control my composure. Because a lot of people are dealing with, you know, anybody that may or may not. Sometimes, you know, we're dealing with people like, and I diagnosed it, but we're not here to diagnose it.
You're fading in and out on us, woman. You're fading in and out on us.
I said, can you hear me now? Because I'm stable.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I said, oftentimes we're dealing with, you know, mental instability, sometimes within the body of Christ, I hate to say it. But we have to make sure that we stand in our word. We have to make sure that we fasting. We have to make sure that we are praying. Because mental illness is on the rise right now, and we're going to see it more prevalent as the years to come.
Now, let me ask you this, woman of God. What do you believe is the actual origin of mental illness? Because I believe that there are some spiritual factors that are involved with mental illness.
And number one, I want to, before I go there, also a lot of mental challenge, to be honest, because as I stated, I'm also a child development major. It also just starts from my childhood. And if you have not been reared and raised up, you know, and sometimes like in a Christian home where your parents teaching you values and more, that can also cause mental challenge. It's not always necessary that you were born with a mental challenge. Your environment can cause you to have some mental challenge, you know, poverty, you know, abuse, you know, control. And I believe now they're entwined within the body of Christ now. I don't know if you have heard of it. I just got my mental health coaching credential that I'm working on now. And they want to bring it into the church.
Congratulations.
So this really it's getting really deep now, because a lot of people, to be honest, do not have anyone to talk to. Now, you said that a little bit early, how we are basically helpers to one another. Our circle is everything in this hour and this season. We have to have people around us that's going to hold us accountable, that's going to not only pray with us, fast with us, but also tell us the truth so we can deal with these things that we have been suppressing for years. You know, a lot of adults been dealing with things since they were a child, you know, since they were in their adolescence, and then it just spilled over into their adulthood, and sometimes it can be a challenge because not only they're an adult, they become more stubborn because they have not dealt with the issues in their childhood.
Now, let me ask one moment of God. We understand that has allowed Satan the devil to be the prince of the power of the air, meaning that he has a great influence in world economy, world politics, and basically society's global scale on hold, at hold. Now, is that one of the reasons strategically why so many outlets, so many countries have a issue with care? Because if our mental and health well-being is being disconnected or not being privileged to the appropriate remedies, be it spiritually through our faith and religion and church affiliates, or whether it be through the society of the mental health industry. I know you went in and out on this, woman of God, so I'm going to rephrase my statement. The question is, that since the prince of the power of this air, Satan the devil, has so much influence globally, God has allowed him. Do you believe that that is a strategic ploy that he uses to deny people adequate health care coverage so that they cannot get remedies, medication, and relief for dealing with their mental health issues, even if it comes, like you said, from upbringing, or if it comes somehow genetically, or if it comes through some sort of spiritual atmosphere and influence? I believe that we need to understand, because people be talking about it ain't going to do no good to vote. Well, as long as you don't vote, you're absolutely right. It's not going to do no good. But I believe we have a responsibility to address whatever means that are accessible to us, whether that means marching, whether that means voting, whether that means praying, whether that means just speaking up and speaking out loud. Wouldn't you say that there is a plot to deny people adequate mental health care?
Yes, I really believe a lot of times, you know, in a society, you know, we always, you know, the Bible said a carnal mind of man don't understand the things of the spirit. And I believe oftentimes, too, the things that we're dealing with in our society, which, as you know, mental health has arisen, I believe that it's going to be the church responsibility to stand up. And I believe to talk about it. I don't believe we talk about it enough within our in the body of Christ. Now, I can't speak for where you're at. I can't speak for where you're at, but being here in California, I don't really see it unless something transpires and then everybody want to get on the bandwagon, just like we saw with COVID. Mm-hmm. We saw who really was busy for the Lord. We saw who was really doing what God had called them to do for our community,
mm-hmm.
because COVID mm-hmm. showed everybody up. You know, not to embarrass anyone, but also do a self-check. I wasn't doing all that I thought I was doing. So I said all that to say this. We know in the society that we are living on, the enemy has blinded the people's eyes, their ear gates, you know, for them to get the proper help that they need. You know, they want to go to drugs. They want to go to the strip club. They want to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
Thinking that's going to help them and realize their help is in Christ. And that's why we,
that's
as the people of God, we have to really stand up, as you stated, and do our part, you know, and talk about it more within the body of Christ. And as I stated, that's why I'm really heavy on, you know, working from the inside out rather from the outside in. And you probably can see this on a daily basis. It's good to dress up. You know, you can dress up really quick. But what are you feeling mm-hmm. on the inside about yourself? What are you dealing with about yourself? And oftentimes, we're not being authentic with not only God, but we're not even being authentic with ourselves. So how are we going to be authentic with anybody else? But I believe in the hour and the time that we're living in, we're going to have to really get a grip on this mental health, because now it's spilling over into leadership.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of leaders are leading, but they're bleeding. There's nothing wrong, you know, with going through something. We all been through something. We're going to continue to go through something because Christ went through it. But it's how you go through it. And that's why we need accountability, you know, partners, you know, whether it's our man of God or a woman of God or our mentors, our coaches. But it is very prevalent, and I don't know if you have noticed it, but a lot of things that's going on within the body of Christ. And in order for us to be able to help society, we have to begin to start helping ourselves as well and dealing with these issues that we're dealing with.
And I'm going to say this, woman of God, statistics from various sources has already reported that there are many, many leaders in the church, pastors, assistant pastors, that are suffering. And these are just the ones that have been reported that are suffering from diseases of mental health regarding burnout, depression, and even suicide attempts, as well as suicide. Because we can give so much of ourselves where we leave nothing for our own sustenance. We depend on God. Yes, we do. But even our Lord Jesus took time to go to quiet places so that he can regain his stability and not let the requirements of the world to just draw the very life out of us. Listen, woman of God, beautiful, beautiful conversation. This is Real Talk Radio here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. When we come back, though, we do need to talk about your book. I know that you are an anointed author. We have a little extra time. I would like to not only talk about, like we've discussed, about our emotional intelligence, we need to talk about our spiritual intelligence. Because Romans, the 7th chapter, Apostle Paul says, those things that I do, he says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. This is something that Christians never, ever talk about. Just like we don't talk about mental health, we don't talk about the inner struggles that we have. Sometimes when we dip and we dab in those things of the flesh, whether it's pornography, whether it's masturbation, whether it's whatever the case may be, it could be sins of the flesh, it could be sins of the mouth. We keep those things in the closet because we don't want nobody to know our deepest, darkest struggles. And if the Apostle Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, can admit to us that he still has issues that he has to ask God to help him overcome. We would be anybody less than if we did not find the faith and courage to do the same. To talk about those things that we want to hide the most can be our greatest testimony. Sometimes, like woman of God Travelle Clark Wien, we have to talk about my God to help us overcome those things that's inside of us that we never, ever talk about.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my man, Jerry Royce Live. That is the first man of God that helped to promote this Fire Gospel Experience over there, Positive 21, Positive Christian Media. Promoting this kingdom collaboration has been such a pleasure with this man of God, and I'm so grateful for him and those other beautiful people that syndicate this powerful ministry in God via the Gospel Experience. But woman of God, we were discussing some of the inner workings of who we are as Christians, emotional intelligence, biblical spiritual intelligence, what I want to hit on now, because when a lot of people, and I'm talking about mass across the country, in our neighborhood, in our churches, hear about a person that has achieved some spiritual accolades and have a position in the church of notoriety and authority, that have stumbled, that have been caught up in the scandal and sin, the impression that a lot of people give that are on the outside of the church, and maybe sometimes inside the church as well, we are just so shocked because we just believe that this person was above this type of sin, this type of fault, this type of slipping and falling. But the Apostle Paul in the 7th chapter said there is a warfare going on with the flesh, which is our carnal mind, the way that we used to be and sometimes still struggle with, and our new man in Christ, our spiritual man. There is still this conflict that is going on inside of people that very seldom people ever discuss, because we don't want people to think that we are less than who they surmise us to be as far as spiritual persons. But what I would like to get made known, without making excuses for any of us to be committing willful sin, is to acknowledge the fact that we must understand and declare that there is a part of us that still is resistant to the spiritual person that we are on the inside. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as you stated, Apostle Paul said the things that I want to do, you know, we don't do. The things I shouldn't be doing, we find ourselves doing. And that's why we, as we were talking prior, how it's important to know your circle, besides your man of God, who you're dealing with on a daily basis, because you can't be with your man or woman of God on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or even sometime a monthly basis, you know, because they're living their own lives. So it's very important who we're surrounding ourselves with that's going to hold us accountable and, you know, that we'll be able to share our weakness, because we are still in the human flesh. And as you stated, not to justify of our sinful actions, but we know that we can fall into sin. But I believe when we fall into sin, I think the biggest problem is too many people worry about what others think. Now, I'm not saying that, okay, you know, I believe that's what one of it. But the Bible said, when you, paraphrasing, when God forgive you, he washes mm-hmm. in the sea of forgiveness and he remember it no more. But I believe that's oftentimes right. what causes people to be shamed, what causes people not to really come, you know, out and really talk about it, because they're worrying about being judged. And at the end of the day, we have to worry about what God say about us, not what people are mm-hmm. saying about us.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe mm-hmm. that's the mm-hmm. biggest problem. It's not so much the sin that we have committed, you know, the shame, you know, the slander, you know, maybe the scandals that we hear, preachers, man or woman of God, coaches, leaders. I think the biggest yeah. thing is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is really they're too busy worrying about what people think. When I fall into sin I know I've done something that's contrary to the word of God, the first thing I do is ask God for repentance. And not only ask God for repentance, if it's a struggle for me, and say, Lord, this is a struggle for me. I'm not saying I won't do it again, but I need your help. I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me, just like David. He didn't do everything right, but David was a man after God's own heart, because every time David fell into sin, he always repented with a sincere heart. And I believe oftentimes, as I stated, is that we're too busy worrying about what people are thinking about us, and we don't really take heed to what that scripture say. Not to take advantage of his grace, but he said he washed it in the sea of forgiveness, and he don't remember it no mm-hmm. more. But it's people that bring things back up. Your family, your coworker, whoever it might be, even your, you know, siblings, they bring things up that you do. But when you get really rooted and grounded in the things of God, and you understand the mind of God, I believe then you won't be too busy worrying about what other people think. And then your circle, you always hear me say this, and your connection is going to be everything in this hour that we are in. Because you don't want to be around people that's going to condone what you're doing. And the Bible says also open rebuke is better than secret love. So men, you brothers and sisters, and you see me doing something on Facebook that is out of the will of God, you should connect with me and say, you know, prophet or coach or Tanika, whatever you want to call me, what you're doing right now is not the character of God. And I should be able to embrace that and knowing that you're coming to me in love. But nowadays, the believers, if you correct them or who you think you are, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm a pastor, that's where the conversation comes in. And it's not even about titles. It's about helping. We are helpers to one another. So I believe that that's missing within the body of Christ. Your circle is going to be everything. And know that when you do fall short of the glory of God and you fall into sin, knowing that God is there to pick you back up and help you. And be honest. We need to be honest. Like I'm battling this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're not, like I was honest with you. That was one thing I had to learn, self-control. My mother said, you have all fruit of the Spirit, but you have no self-control. And you need 9, not 8. So when I was struggling with that, I thank God for a mother. I thank God for mentors. I thank God for my circle that was not condoning what I was doing, but like, Tamika, you can't lash out like that. That's not the character of God. And that helped me because I know that they loved me. People, when people tell you the truth, it's because they love you. But we're in a society right now, if you tell people the truth, they think you're coming up against them. It's backwards.
That's good. You know, there's an African proverb, woman of God, that says, when we can overcome the enemy within, no other enemy can be victorious over us. Now, I'm paraphrasing that, but y'all get the meaning. So when we speak about testifying about our challenges, I have had the pleasure of speaking in Sunday school class and at different events at my church here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Derek Easter. I have had the privilege of standing before people, and it took me decades before I would share about some dark things that I had been delivered from and had overcome, just like drug addiction and pornography and things like that. Because when you start talking about that, like you said, people are subject to judge you in a negative light and try to put shame on you. But you know what I found out, woman of God? When Holy Spirit God matured me to the point where he said, be courageous, when the Lord kept saying throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, it said, fear not. He says, what will happen is that as we grow in our faith, we develop a spirit of courage that comes as a result of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What we fail to realize is each one of those fruit is a layer of protection. Each one of those fruit is a layer of protection. When you love yourself, when there's joy, when you have peace, when you have patience with yourself, when you can show kindness to yourself, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and have self-control, guess what? The African proverb becomes a reality in your life. You are defeating and overcoming your worst enemy, which is not the devil, but you yourself and I. So that when people try to slander your name, and I already talked about the power of peace that emits from you, when people see, just like if I'm firing bullets at you and you're wearing a bulletproof vest, those bullets cannot harm. What good does it do to keep shooting at me when you can see your bullets ain't phasing me? When we be still and let God fight our battles, the people will run out of ammunition because they will see that their scandal, their accusations will no longer affect us. And more importantly, woman of God, I would see people as I'm speaking hard testimony truth about the things that God had to deliver me from that I couldn't deliver myself from, I saw a peace come over them, and I knew they were going through some of the same things, and they were so happy and relieved to have finally somebody with the faith enough in God to say, you know what, God brought me out of this thing, God brought me out of that thing, and I knew I was connecting with people that were struggling and went through the very same thing, and they were so pleased and relieved that it wasn't just them. That's the power of testifying. We encourage one another when the devil wants us to be shamed and keep our testimonies quiet. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
that's what you said. And that's what you said. So if a man thinking in his heart, so is he. I find out what I'm finding out. A lot of times, the people that's telling you what to do, oftentimes they're not doing it they're not doing it themselves. You know, I find out a lot of people preach. Talk about love, but when I come into their presence, I don't feel the love that they talk about. You know, on Facebook, I don't sense the love that they, you know, portray when they're, you know, on the pulpit. But, you know, I'm like Christ, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God said he's just exposing their heart and their true intentions. And as you stated, we just have to learn how to be still in this hour and be self-aware of our emotions. And really, as I stated, surrounding ourselves with people that want to tell you the truth, that's going to love on you in spite of your flaws, because as we talked about it prior, we all struggling with something, but it's not what we're struggling with. We have to overcome, and we may not just overcome it, you know, but we have to learn how to get control over it, you know. Paul wanted the thorn to be taken away from him, but he learned, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. So
that's right.
A lot of things that we feel that we are weak, but in God we are really strong.
And you know what, woman of God, as we are challenged, we should always look for evidence of improvement. That means that yes, I may be still challenged with this, that, or the other thing, but it's not like it used to be. I feel my health coming on. I feel my strength and being impacted in my life. So I'm not helpless. Yeah. The devil wants us to believe that we are hopeless and that we are helpless and that God is not really there for us. I was deceived and tricked with that, and that led to years of addiction to some things that the devil was using against me. But I understand what Joseph said, that what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. Because, see, now I have a closer walk with God than before, when I backslid and thought God was not loving me like I thought he should. Amen. Listen, woman of God, I'm going to have to bring you back because we didn't even get a chance to talk about your book. But can you just briefly tell us about one of your many books that you've written that you would like to go ahead and promote right now, and tell us why my listeners should get this particular book? And then when you come back, we're going to start the broadcast off talking about your books just to make up for it. How about that?
Okay.
What book did you have in mind, woman of God, that you want to promote right now for my listening audience?
They can go get my book on Amazon, Becoming a Credible Woman in the Midst of the Storm. Either you're in a storm, coming out of a storm, or getting ready to enter a storm. But no matter what storm you find yourself in, don't let the storm overtake you. You overtake the storm by reading the Word of God, meditating on his Word day and night, and also being honest and aware of your own emotions that you're dealing with in order for you to get healed, set free, and delivered. So the book is talking about my first phase of my life, you know, when I thought I was getting ready to stray away. So it's my first phase of my life. So you can go get the book, and I believe it's going to be beneficial to you, to let you know if God brought me through it, he can also bring you through it as well. So if you
preach,
I would love for you guys to go to Amazon and get the book, Becoming a Credible Woman in the Midst of the Storm, because we're all incredible and unique in our own way.
That's so true, woman of God. Now, what I'd like for you to do is there any local events there where you are on the West Coast in California that those that are in traveling distance that would like to meet you, support you, fellowship with you, is there any current events going on that you would like to promote as well?
Well, I just celebrated my 9 years. This weekend I'm celebrating for Passion. I'm celebrating my 9th year. But this coming December the 9th, we will be also taking having our Christmas concert. So if you guys are anywhere in the L.A. area, you can follow me also on Facebook. And then you can also get the information off of there. Or you can, whenever Elder Ron give me the permission to give the phone number, I can also give you the phone number. And then we have an upcoming community family event where we're getting ready to take inner city kids to a Knott's Berry Farm, and that's November the 18th. So if you're anywhere in the L.A. area, you want to be part of it, or the IE area, you're welcome to come on our annual field trip. We would love to have you.
Dang, November the 18th, that's the day after my birthday. Lord Jesus, I need to be out there celebrating with y'all so y'all can take me to Knott's Berry Farm for my birthday. Amen. Woman of God, how can you be reached? How can you be reached for Kingdom Collaboration? There are people listening to this broadcast all over the country that are going to want you to come to their event, that are going to want you to come to their Women's Day, to their worship and praise service, that are having some sort of revival. How can you be reached for booking? And share with the listening audience your social media contact so that my listeners can continue to follow you on social media.
Well, you can also follow me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Tamika McCann. You can also follow me on IG under Passion, and also on TikTok, Passion to Love and Care Ministry. You can also Google your best friend. Just Google the ministry, Passion to Love and Care Ministry. And then also the phone number is 800-203-4597. Besides me also doing ministry, I am a certified transformational coach. So if anybody wants to book me, be specific of how you would love for me to come and to convey the message to your women, because coaching and ministry is two different things. So I want to make sure that I'm prepared when I come to your event. If God leads you to invite me, I would love to be one of your guests.
Amen. And listen, if you all need a boost in your day, you need to go to Woman of God, Tamika McCann's Facebook page, where she does Facebook Live and she's breaking it down. She's telling it like it is. And this is the type of ministry that keeps the body of Christ connected. This is the oil of the body of Christ, how the different bodies parts of the church are all connected through a resounding, impactful, transparent word of God. Because I don't care what your ministry, what your calling is, what your purpose is, we all need to hear the unrestrained, definitive word of God to be our inner man, inner woman, inner boy, inner goal, inner girl. I'm talking about our spirit. I'm talking about our soul. Well, if God, I can't thank you enough. I will be in touch with you so we can continue this kingdom collaboration so that you can continue to support me first. Amen. Me first. Yeah. Thank you. As well as my listening audience. And I promise that I will do the same for you in any way that I can. If there's something that I can do, please let me know. If you feel like Brother Ronnie Jefferson might work well in this, that, or other thing, let me know. And as the good Lord gives me bus fare, plane fare, boat fare, traveling fare, I'll do everything except walk because it'll take too long. I don't mind traveling. Amen?
Yeah. Well, I thank God for you allowing me to grace your platform and your audience, and I pray that I said something that would encourage, that would inspire, that would challenge you to go out and be great.
Amen. We love you in Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it, so you might as well love us back and pray for us because we praying for you, woman of God. Woman of God! Tamika McCann was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and she blessed us well. Didn't she? Didn't she? I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. And that's what you special guests do for me. Y'all help me feel better. Holy Spirit, God, bring you anointed people of God to this Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all bless me first. Amen. Because that's like my pay. You know what I'm saying? I invite y'all and y'all come on and I feel like I just got a spiritual paycheck. Y'all bless my soul. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for investing in the kingdom of God. Thank you for being willing souls for the glory of our God. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, God, will bless your life if you keep on keeping on. In the wonderful name of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, Messiah, Jesus the Christ. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. If you want to be my special guest, get in touch with me. Call me 870-413-0220. 870-413-0220 is the number to call. Or if you're a gospel artist or if you're a minister, preacher, and you want to be a part of this platform, I am inviting you sincerely from my spirit right now. If you want to send me a message on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, send me a message. You gospel artists, keep sending that MP3 music to my email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. I got so much music to play. Time don't even allow me the privilege to play it. I thank you for making this gospel experience anointed by your contribution. Yes, we just heard from woman of God, Travelle Clark Wynn, was we were talking about my God. Y'all like how we got that West Indian, Jamaican style of music that coming into the gospel music on this side of the globe. I love it. I love it. I love it. It is just a beautiful thing to watch and to behold. Here is praise and worship from beloved St. John Evangelistic Church. Grateful today, even though I do some things that I hate and those things that I love, I don't do. Guess what? God loves me in spite of myself, and I can claim, like this beautiful choir, beloved St. John Evangelist Church, that I am redeemed.
I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am. I'm redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, I am, I'm redeemed. Come on, choir.
I'm redeemed by the blood
of the Lamb.
I am,
I'm redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
I am redeemed. Your name be lifted. Your name be exalted. Your name is high upon.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up the hand of praise and give him glory. Hallelujah. What a mighty God.
Hello, I'm Woman of God, Takesha Wade, International Certified Life Coach, Domestic Violence, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Coach, Christian Counselor, Singer, Songwriter, and Servant of the Most High God. I'm so grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will minister to you for your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, I want you to please consider allowing me to use the gifts, life experiences, and knowledge to provide you with techniques and principles that can transform your life. You can contact me by phone at 804-966-0128 or by email at TWADETWADE@openarmsconnection.com. And please join me on for my broadcast on the Kingdom Purpose TV Network. My television show, The Coaching Experience Show, to enjoy this God-anointed ministry platform. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. Tune in to the Coaching Experience Show on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Clarence.
My God, my God. Yes, 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 indeed. Sometimes you just get to a spiritual place in God where there is no ifs, and buts, or maybes. You just do like woman of God. Phyllis Ellis Wong up in this place. I mean, she just letting you know. She said, listen, I'm saying yes, Lord. I don't care what's going on. I ain't worried about folks. Ain't nobody going to bother me. Thank you, woman of God. Phyllis Wong Ellis. Her soul says yes. And my soul says yes, too. Even when my flesh is fighting hard against me, we will be in discussion, spiritually speaking, about what I hate from Romans 7th chapter, starting from verse 15, where the Apostle Paul is just breaking it down, some things that we need to hear about. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth right now, right now. When I heard these words, when I read them, it blessed my soul. The Word of God tells us like this. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that do I. Now, can we speak on a Christian conversation that's very seldom, if ever heard? Are we willing to say amen to a sermon message that speaks to the hidden and secret sides of every Christian? Is there enough realistic room in our hearts, minds, and souls to face our potentially greatest threat to achieving all the success that God has predestined for us? Are we willing? No, that rascal is not the devil in this case, but you and I. And we ourselves can at times be our biggest stumbling block and worst hindrance unless we are willing to face some difficult realities. And that is, being saved did not save us from those appetites, desires, and fantasies that are not of holiness in living and not of God. If you can't say amen, just wait for your amen to come. I can clearly recall reading Romans 7 and 15 for the first time years ago, decades ago. For I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled and bewildered by them. I do not practice what I want to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. And yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. So reads the Amplified version of the Bible. Now, after my initial shock, I was puzzled. Grateful, though, for such an honest and extremely transparent testimony like I had never, ever heard before and even since then. You mean to tell us that the Apostle Paul, who wrote some two-thirds of the New Testament Bible, had some deep internal spiritual struggles? We all wonder, how is this even possible? One would think that someone who had such an overflow and filling of Holy Spirit God to live the great and miraculous ministry as the Apostle Paul would have been blessed to overcome whatever all would dare to even come against him. Oh, Jesus. I've heard it said more than once that whatever happens in our lives is either initiated by God or allowed by God. Either way, God has granted his holy permission for all things good, not so good, and everything in between. And this is where my life scripture verse comes in, Romans 8:28. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Again, so reads the Amplified version of the Bible. And yet, even in light of the reflective power of the Apostle Paul to grant us this amazing opportunity to do as he did, for your encouragement to do the same, to strengthen the brethren, the church congregation, we remain tight-lipped about our deep and, yes, dark secrets. Why? Because we know that someone would hear and be informed through the church gossip grapevine. We use our best and most powerful testimony against us if we told everything that it went on through us. So, we say sanctified, we say sanctified, not sanctified. We say sanctified and dignified as though our sinful past wasn't all that bad. And we maintain a posture of spiritual perfection as if we were well qualified to be saved more than most in the sight of God in the first place. But what does the Apostle Paul continue to refute? All those who lack the courageous faith to speak weakness into power. These are the two conflicts of our natures. Romans 7 and 14 says, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am a creature of the flesh, worldly, self-reliant, carnal, and unspiritual, sold into slavery to sin and serving under its control. Our key verse, verse 15, it says, for I do not understand my own actions. I'm baffled and I'm bewildered by them. I do not practice what I want to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate and yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. Now, within our new nature, the born-again spiritual person that we have become in Jesus the Christ is the residual person from our past old nature. Yes, it is so. We struggle with certain things that we absolutely love before our transformation. Why so? We're going to talk about why God allowed us to struggle so, even after our transformation. There's a reason why, and we get strength in this knowledge. Here's man of God, Jordan Cabot Smith, talking about lead you afar. That's good right there. man of God, Jordan Cabot Smith, saying, don't let the society and the things around you lead you too far. You got to watch your behind. Got to watch your backside. And don't get led too far. Let Holy Spirit God be the one that leads you. We are still discussing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 15, where the Apostle Paul is clearly talking to you, talking to me, talking to us about those things that we still are subject to fall into, seduced into traps that we hate and we love all at the same time. Before the music break, we were talking about our new nature, that born-again spiritual person that we have become in Jesus the Christ. There is a residual person from our past old nature. We struggle with certain things that we absolutely love before our transformation, and the question was asked, why so? Well, first of all, to keep us humble before God. Yes. 2 Corinthians 12 and 7 says, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Verse 8 says, for this thing I besought the Lord three times, thrice, King James Version of the Bible says, that it might depart from me. Beloved, we learned that the higher in God we aspire, the greater the challenges and adversaries will rise up against us. God knows that spiritual confrontations will require us to grow closer to Him. It will build up our faith and maturity going through these spiritual challenges and battles and struggles, yes. And we will empower our testimonies on how we made it over, how we made it over to those other souls needing our victorious and very encouraging words. And also, it will keep us humble before all people. We will reflect back on our personal challenges when we interact with others. And if we never share all that we've been plagued with, we know. And this will keep us from being snobbish, judgmental, and egotistical. The thorns keep us from getting our heads filled with hot air of arrogance. I'm going to read that again. The thorns of our flesh will keep us from getting our heads filled with the hot air of arrogance. Romans 7 and 21 says, so I find it to be the law of my inner self that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. Verse 22, for I joyfully delight in the law of God in my inner self with my new nature. Verse 23, but I see a different law and rule of action in the members of my body, in its appetites and desires, waging war against the law of my mind, and subduing me and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is within my members. Come on, somebody. Like the classic song that says, sweep around your own front door before you sweep around mine. Let it be so. And then we will be more suited to assist a fellow believer in support, prayer, and overcoming. First, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, you, I, and Apostle Paul, will rather glory in our infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me, you, and us. We are all kept renewed and empowered by the ever-sufficient grace of Almighty God. Even against our own old natures, passions, and desires that we alone could never conquer. Oh, Lord, amen, goes right there. So there is victory, even in our pain, y'all, even in our struggles, even in our challenges. Don't you know that a baby has to fall down until it gets enough strength to be able to learn how to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the way of the Lord, and yes, also in walking. Amen. Goes right there. And that's what we mean when we say there is great glory in serving our God. Here's woman of God, Priscilla Bowden, singing about greater glory on this fire gospel.
I hear the sound of a greater glory being released on earth, and it's coming like a fire we desperately desire to burn within our hearts. I hear the sound of a greater glory being released on earth, and it's coming like a fire we desperately desire to burn within our hearts.
Give praise to you, Almighty God. We love you, dear God. We pray your blessings continue to fall on us so that we can continue the business of sharing the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ, your Son, our Savior. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, because His Father, Son, Holy Spirit is making the difference in our lives and in this world, one believer, one testimony, one sermon at a time. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Tamika McCann. She came in, Lord Jesus, we needed more time for that woman of God to continue to bless us with so much profound biblical truth, so much impactful and energized testimony. Lord Jesus, I could have kept her here all day. Thank you, woman of God. We pray that God's blessing will continue to flow and overflow your life, your ministry, and every good thing that you do and touch and plot and sow seeds in the ground will manifest abundant fruit, abundant harvest for God's glory and for your reward in labor. I'm so grateful to share with you all one last word. Amen. And that is, don't be surprised when someone makes mistakes about you going in the same direction as a competition or a challenge. Amen. Don't be surprised. Don't you dare do it. Someone is going to look at you and they're going to mistake you all going in the same direction as a competition or a challenge. I'm grateful for you all. Y'all blessed people of God. Y'all just give me so much inspiration. I want to thank y'all. I can't thank y'all enough. Listen, you all continue to allow God to move in your life in amazing ways because he has so much in store for you. It's going to blow your sanctified mind. I promise you it is. Listen, God wants to do a work in your life. God wants to lead. God wants to guide you into the things that will only draw eternal reward for you and for those with you. That includes family members. That includes friends. That includes coworkers. Don't you know that the Most High God is looking down on your life right now? And he is looking forward to empowering you to do greater things in God. Amen. Goes right there. I'm just so happy, woman of God, Deborah Price, for sending me this new music from gospel artist, man of God, Elder James Lockhart, because even though we may find ourselves weak in the spirit, weak in the flesh, God will step in and give us a brand new energy so that we can have dunamis, yes, we can have power, and that's what man of God, Elder James Lockhart, is going to share with us on this Fire Gospel Experience. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus. Until he comes again, stay faithful and stay busy on the battlefield. Y'all be blessed.
Share the bill of the